Welcome to Locked On Spurs, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia of News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 San Antonio Spurs Zone, and I'm glad to have you on board. And for those of you who are new, welcome to the LOS family and the Locked On Podcast Network family. The Spurs did it! They actually did it! They actually clinched a playoff spot with a win yesterday versus the Sacramento Kings at the AT&T Center. Who cares about the stats? Who cares about the fourth quarter, which, by the way, was phenomenal if you were there. And I'm pretty sure Joe Garcia is going to join us in a bit and talk about that. But, again, it doesn't matter how they won. They won. The Spurs are locked into the postseason for the 21st consecutive season, an NBA record. And the Spurs will now await their fate as the playoff position, at least in the West, is still up in the air. There's a lot of movement still to be had. The exact date, times, opponent for the Spurs is still yet TBA. We don't know yet, but again, it doesn't really matter. The Spurs are a lock for the postseason. And, you know, you look back at the season, the Kawhi drama, the countless lineup changes, countless injuries. And remember, there was a time the Spurs were completely out of the playoff picture. It's been that kind of season. And at the end of the day, you look back and you just put a smile on your face knowing they persevered, they got the job done, and they're a lock for the postseason. So on this episode of Locked On Spurs, we're going to be talking about the win versus the Kings, not necessarily the details, just, you know, what it meant for them making the postseason, and talk about now what. Okay, great, they're in the postseason, but, yeah, you know, there's still some work to be done. Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast is on board, so let's go to welcome him. Joe, you were at that game yesterday. Tell us about the vibe. Tell us about the atmosphere at the AT&T Center when it was already well in hand. The Spurs were a lock for the postseason.
Oh, I mean, everybody was really excited. The energy was, you know, going through the roof. Everybody was already yelling and screaming and giving out high fives and, you know, go Spurs, go. And, you know, the energy was really good at the AT&T Center yesterday. And that's saying a lot because, you know, this season has had its ups and downs. But in the end, you know, the Spurs family got together and really soaked it in and appreciated what was happening. And, you know, the place went nuts when Manu had that dunk of the game, man. That was the highlight of the game for me.
Yeah, that was an incredible play by Manu Ginobili, that dunk. You know, he just smashed it all over the Kings. It was a great win for the Spurs. And I think what it really means for me, Joe, is it's a confidence booster. I mean, look, let's face it. You've been pretty much vocal about the Spurs fans this season, how they've been down and out, fair weather, jumping the bandwagon. But at least for one game, it looks like all that was pushed aside and everybody was back again screaming and yelling, go Spurs, go, and being that one Spurs family once again.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what happened. You know, everybody came out for this game, and I think everybody was excited, and they knew how important this game was. So I think that just made this victory that much sweeter, you know, and you were able to celebrate it with your Spurs family in tow. So it was really, really, really good energy, really great game. You know, it was an amazing atmosphere.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal game, a phenomenal win, and it meant a lot for the San Antonio Spurs and the fan base. And by the way, playoff tickets are now on sale. Just simply go to Spurs.com or AT&TCenter.com and get yourself some tickets and cheer those Spurs on. Okay, Joe, that's just great. The Spurs are in the postseason. As I mentioned earlier, we do not know who the Spurs will play yet. But more than likely, we're looking like the Spurs could fall in somewhere between 6 or 7. And that will mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure I am, a first-round date with either the Warriors or the Blazers. Is that correct, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we're going to have to wait until, you know, the dust settles on Wednesday's games to finally find out where the Spurs will actually, you know, be starting the playoffs. I mean, it's that kind of season, you know, where you got to wait to the very end of the season before you finally get some finality in it. That just goes to show you how crazy the Western Conference is, man.
Yeah, it really is. And let's put it this way. There's still a very slim chance the Spurs could go all the way to 4. I mean, it's that crazy. You know, it's a very slim one, but it is there. But, I mean, so much has to fall in its place. But nevertheless, let's talk about now what. Now what for the Spurs? They still have one more game tomorrow night versus New Orleans in the Smoothie King Center. They'll wrap up their regular season road game. And, you know, road has not been kind to the Spurs. But whether it be the Warriors or the Blazers or whoever the Spurs are likely to draw, how far do you think this team can go?
Spurs actually, they held their own destiny in their own hands. You know, from what I saw when they were playing against the Kings, and they have spurts still where they have these lapses and they don't play defense quite well to start off the games, and that's dangerous, you know. But then they come and they close out the fourth quarter in amazing and convincing fashion. So the thing is, this Spurs team, I believe, can go as far as their defense will take them. Because when you're in the playoffs, it's a different game. It's harder to score. People, you know, are out there just diving after balls. They're on the floor. They're scrappy. They're getting in your face. I mean, it's a battle. And I think the Spurs, if they can play great defense, they can pretty much go up against any team. But the question is, they play great at home. Can they continue to do that on the road? And to me, I don't know, Jeff. I got to say, it's a 50-50 toss-up. I'm on shaky ground. When the Spurs are at home, I mean, they're going to win. But when they're on the road, who knows what will happen, man? And you know as well as I do, a playoff series is going to be won on the road. Which team can win on the opposing team's floor? And I don't know. Do you have faith in the Spurs to pull out a win on the road?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yesterday, I took my point. I was going to say exactly that. The Spurs will go as far as their road performance goes. This season, the Spurs have been atrocious away from the AT&T Center, well below 500. Their record, or NBA record, of plus 500 play away from San Antonio was shattered this season. That's no longer in existence. And they close out the season on the road against the Pelicans, a team that has given them fits this season. And look, the Spurs are just a different animal, or maybe they're like more like a kitten, not like an animal, a little baby cub on the road. Their defense suffers. They allow over 100 points in the regular season. Their offense suffers. They score well below 100 points away from the AT&T Center. You name a category, it tanks. It's pretty much just mind-boggling. And what gets me, Joe, is that this is a team led by Popovich, who's pretty much screams at them. If you want to win a playoff series, you win on the road, as you mentioned. But they can't get it together. I don't know what it is. It's simply the creature comforts of home, knowing that there's no travel. You know, is it just the family? The kids are there. That makes them feel a little looser. Maybe it's the fans. Maybe they feed off the energy. I don't know, but you're right. I think the Spurs will go as far as their road performance goes in the postseason. Now, let me follow that up with this. And I hate to bring this up, Joe, but you got to. Look, Kawhi Leonard, as of right now, we don't know if he's going to be back for the postseason. It's looking like that ain't going to happen. And I know, Joe, you know, I think a lot of Spurs fans are already more like Kawhi who. I mean, it's to that point now. But without Kawhi Leonard, I don't know if they can take down a team like the Warriors that they could face in the first round, or you know, that I think that would spell trouble if the Spurs somehow draw Golden State in the opening round series. Without him, I don't think the Spurs will go far. Now, if they somehow draw maybe a Blazers team, okay, fine, they might get a shot at that. But if they draw something like a Warriors team, and I'll put it out there, even maybe a Thunder team, without Kawhi Leonard, I think this team will not go far. Now, look, Joe, you know, I know Kawhi Leonard is huge for this team, but you cannot replace what he provides for the Spurs on both ends of the court. But if there's one guy that you're looking at that needs to step his game up to a different level, and I'm talking bringing it up, who would that be?
Well, at this point, the one person that keeps on annoying me and has annoyed me the whole season, Patty Mills, man, what are you doing? You know, when
even though he's been playing better of late, I mean, not stupendous, but better.
He has played better. You know, even before the All-Star break, he was having not a great season. But after that All-Star break, it seems like he kind of figured things out about a week or two after that, and he's been playing a little bit more consistent. But, I mean, he's won a championship before with the Spurs, and he knows what it takes to go deep into the playoffs. But then you see him in these, you know, closeout quarters, late in the third, in the fourth quarter, and he just makes these passes, man, that you just got to – you're left scratching your head. I mean, what are you doing out there, man? And to me, that just – it just comes to mental lapses. I don't know if, you know, it's just a mental thing with him, but he has the experience. I think he just needs to focus a little bit more. And I really need to see a little bit more consistency in the closeout quarters from Patty Mills if this team is going to go further into the playoffs. Because when they're double and they're triple teaming LaMarcus Aldridge, Danny Green isn't hitting his threes. You're having, you know, your struggles on offense because of the way the defense is being played on you. You have to have somebody step up. And I think the X factor could be Patty Mills. If Patty Mills got it together and he started knocking down his wide open threes, we're talking about a different type of series. I mean, he could put up, no joke, I mean, I've seen him do it before. He could put up like three-pointers in a row in a fourth mm-hmm. quarter, you know, when the game is close, and that could kind of like give the Spurs some breathing room. But again, you never know what you're going to get with him in the closeout quarters. And to me, the biggest X factor for the Spurs right now is Patty Mills and his play in the closeout quarters.
I'm going to go with Rudy Gay. I think Rudy Gay has to be that second scoring option. And right now, he has been that, and he's kind of on an uptick of late. We saw what he did versus the Kings. You know, he's playing very aggressive, going to the rim. He's dunking with ferocity, and he's starting to knock down that mid-range shot. Look, you mentioned Mills. Yeah, I agree with you. You know, if he steps up in the game, that's a different beast that opponents have to face taking on San Antonio. But I pretty much do not trust Patty Mills in that X-factor role. I'm going to go with Rudy Gay. The Spurs' second most reliable scorer might be him. I think Mills is inching closer to that point. But, I mean, I think there's been a couple of games already where he's, Patty Mills, that is, scored in double figures towards the end of the season. He's playing better, but I know he does a lot of boneheaded plays during the game that makes you forget that, you know, he's dropping buckets. But again, circling back to Rudy Gay, he's kind of an in-betweener. Yeah, he's a small forward, but he can shoot the three. He can drive to the rim. He's hungry right now. After the game, he spoke about that he wants it, that he wants to make the playoffs, and he did it. And that the media pool asked him, you know, about that fourth quarter. And he was saying like, hey, this is how I grow up. If you want to get something, you got to go out and get it. And I think with that type of mentality, Rudy Gay has to be that second reliable scorer for San Antonio outside of LaMarcus Aldridge. So I'm going to go with Rudy Gay. But Joe, before we put a wrap on this show, I want to ask you something. If for some reason the Spurs do end up drawing the Golden State Warriors, it looked like it could happen. You think the Spurs have any shot?
The Spurs have a shot, but it's very slim. We got to be realistic here. This Golden State Warriors team kind of turns things up a notch when they hit the postseason in the playoffs.
Yeah, and their key players have been resting, quote unquote, yes. injured/resting. Huh, I smell resting, Joe. What about you?
Oh, I do too. You know, Steve Kerr, yeah. he's no slouch. He knows what he's doing. He learned from the best in Coach Pop, and he's going to have his starters ready to go. And the thing is, they're going to be very healthy and rested to start their playoff run. So my question is, if the Spurs go ahead and draw them, you know, how are they going to play? I mean, you never know how are they going to play from night to night, especially on the road. But if the Spurs did manage to pull some things together, I think they can make the series very interesting and not get swept. Mm-hmm. It just comes down to them being mentally tough on the road and playing hard-nosed defense. And that's my take on it.
Yeah, they will open up the postseason away from San Antonio, unless a miracle happens and the Spurs drop, I mean, go up to four, but I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going to start the postseason away from San Antonio. And, you know, we know about their road record and, whew, not good. So I get it if Spurs fans maybe don't have much confidence about the Spurs winning outside of San Antonio. But nevertheless, as they say, Joe, the playoffs are a different season. You throw away the regular season and it's all up for grabs, Joe. You know, when you look at this team right now heading into the postseason, are you feeling confident about their, you know, at least their mindset at minimum? Because we know about their injuries, you know, especially to Kawhi Leonard. But what about the mindset? Do you think the Spurs are in the right frame of mind?
What I saw out of this last game against the Kings, it looks like Manu is in the right frame of mind.
Oh, boy, is he.
And LaMarcus looks like he's in the right frame of mind. And Rudy Gay looks like he's in the right frame of mind. The rest of the team, I'm not so sure about, man. When you have three players who have played very consistent ball and you got to rely on a 40-year-old Manu Ginobili to ignite you guys against the Kings to clinch a playoff berth, there's some issues, you know? And the thing is, the rest of the team needs to catch up to these guys because they want to win, you know? And I know everybody on that team wants to win. You just got to match the intensity and you got to match the energy level that your best three players throughout the whole season have been outputting. And if the rest of the team can't match that, there's going to be some problems, man.
Yeah, there's going to be definitely problems. I think this is going to be the first time, at least in a long time, where the Spurs are not going to have a big three to rely on, or maybe a big two, you know, Kawhi Leonard and LaMarcus Aldridge to some degree, into this postseason. I think this is the first time in a long time the Spurs are going to have to rely on each other.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to have to step up. And I'm talking from LaMarcus. I know he's been playing great, but if he wants to be a champion and show that he can lead a team, he needs to up his game, as we saw Tim Duncan do time and time again. His averages and screen skyrocket through the roof. We need to see Rudy Gay, Manu Ginobili, Tony Parker show some of that championship pedigree. Bryn Forbes, Davis Bertans, you name a player on the roster, everybody has to step up. And I think that's the only way the Spurs team can go deep in this postseason. Joe, your final thoughts?
Final thoughts are, I'm just happy that the Spurs actually made the playoffs. And I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what happens. And whatever happens at this point, I'm going to be proud of the team. And I'll be happy that I'm watching Spurs basketball on TV, especially in this playoff, in the playoffs. And you know what? It just wouldn't be fiesta if the Spurs were in the playoffs.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, exactly. For those of y'all who are not, you did not know about San Antonio around this time, the city throws a week-long party celebrating the city of San Antonio, and it starts usually around playoffs for the San Antonio Spurs. So, and it's almost like clockwork. Fiesta and Spurs postseason go hand in hand. And Joe, it was very close. It almost didn't happen for after 20 seasons. It came close, but eventually it did. And congratulations, Spurs. But, you know, Joe and I, we're done. We want to hear what you have to say. You can email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at @JeffGSpursZone. And now, Joe's going to tell you everything about Two Shots Podcast.
Yeah, you can follow us at Two Shots Podcast, which is spelled out TWOSHOTS Podcast, at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can also check us out on the World Wide Web at www.twoshotssa.com.
You're like one of the only few people that I know that still say www.
Got to do that, man. For the older fan base like myself, some of these guys aren't up to par when it comes to technology.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you're way ahead of me in that department when it comes to technology and stuff. But, yeah, definitely go check out Joe's Spurs podcast, the Two Shots podcast, and give him a follow and maybe give him some home remedies, how to cure a hangover. I think he celebrated a bit too much yesterday's win over the Sacramento Kings. Am I right, Joe?
Yeah, we had a little. We indulged in more than two beers, but you know that big old burrito that I ate for breakfast. I think it soaked it all up, so I'm feeling good.
All right, good. Well, we'll follow Joe on Twitter and send him some more home remedies and how he can maintain feeling good throughout the day. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.